All right, listen, great show. I'm looking forward to jumping right in, but let me start with the Right Side Way monologue. And I'll just remind you guys that, yesterday I had the opportunity to speak to the Republican women of Madison County. What a great group. I mean, I had the best time. It was one of those where you're not only enjoying the moment, but you're getting to share things you're proud of and excited about. So yeah, roughly 100 folks gathered at the Ledges in Southeast Huntsville. It was awesome. I had my prepared remarks in advance. I had my notes to refer to. But right as I was about to go to the podium, something else hit me. And I scratched out a quick written note right as I was being introduced. So I took the podium and I went off script. But of all the things I said yesterday, I'll be honest with you, of all the things that I said yesterday, election, culture, work to be done, Trump appointments, all of it. Of all the things that I said yesterday, I think that the off-the-cuff, last-minute inspiration that I had was the most important. What I said to the crowd, my off-the-cuff moment, all I said was, Jesus is Lord, America is great, Alabama is beautiful, and life is worth living, and none of those things required an election. They were true before we voted, and they're true now. I believe that. I believe that those four things are absolutely true. I believe that Jesus is Lord, America is great, Alabama is beautiful, and life is worth living. And yes, like I told the ladies yesterday, none of those things required an election. They were true before we voted, and they're true now. My point in saying that, in this age of upheaval, in this age of cultural shifting and political clashing and leadership changes, is that when the woke mob tells you to do things like deny biology, or when the callous indifference of a self-appointed elitist tells you to ignore what you see with your own eyes, when you're told what is real is fake and what is fake is real, you can just tell them no. You tell them they're free to believe what they believe, but there are truths that they cannot take away from you. You see, there are truths that don't require a vote, and they certainly don't require outside approval. They just are. And you're not going to stop speaking about the things that you know to be true. You're not going to be silenced. You're going to continue to speak the things that you've seen and heard, because truth is still truth, and truth wins in the end. You see, the American dream is more than a dream. It's a reality. And the life that we live here is not just based on opportunities. It's based on rights. Rights are immutable. Rights are impermeable. Rights are tangible. Rights are grounded in truth. The grounded truth that as a matter of law, every individual has certain inalienable rights, opportunities, ability to not just survive, but to thrive simply by virtue of living in the greatest nation on the face of the earth. So we have to resist the untruthful revisionist version of the United States that the left just desperately wants us to succumb to. Look, I don't want to be that guy. You know what I'm saying? I don't ever want to be that guy who could only focus on the glass half empty instead of half full. I want to know that in the end, if my eulogy was being spoken over my grave, that it would say that I stood for what I believed. That not only did I believe it, but I lived it, and I shared it, and I defended it. Because, you know, truth, here's the thing, truth is a precious thing. But make no mistake about it, truth gets in the way of the liberal progressive agenda. It does. They need us to be malleable so they can mold us into their new version of truth. Or even worse, they can tell us with a straight face that there is no truth. We see it every day. Look, yesterday on the show, I mentioned a movie called Act of Valor. Many of the actors in the movie were actual Navy SEALs who didn't even list their real names in the credits because of their confidential job descriptions. The action scenes were awesome. Much of the acting was marginal, but there was an overtone of sacrifice and selfless service, and part of it was a background narration that was done at times throughout the movie by one of the team members. He was writing throughout the movie to his unborn son. He was trying to convey some truths to him. He was trying to convey some truths worth grabbing a hold of and living by. And at one point in the movie, he chose to write to his unborn son to include a quote from a Shawnee chief, Tecumseh. And a part of that quote said this. Tecumseh said, "Show respect to all people and grovel to none. When you arise in the morning, give thanks for the food and for the joy of living. If you see no reason for giving thanks, the fault lies only in yourself. Abuse no one and no thing, for abuse turns the wise ones to fools and robs the spirit of its vision. And when it comes your time to die, be not like those whose hearts are filled with the fear of death, so that when their time comes, they weep and pray for a little more time to live their lives over again in a different way. Sing your death song and die like a hero going home." Those are wise words. But Tecumseh's words of wisdom, they don't work if someone has given up on the black and white truth and allowed everything just to become gray. You see, there's no joy in confusion, and I'll be honest with you, our God, Our God, the Christian God, is not a God of confusion. He's a God of clarity. He's a God of truth. Look, if there's nothing to defend, then there's nothing worth dying for. I mean, really, without having truths to hang on to, there's nothing worth even living for. Yet the left would have us to believe the lie that all truth is whatever you make of it. Oprah Winfrey can tell us that we can live out our own truth. Well, take out the word our and just live out truth. I've been to other places that lacked truth and freedom. I know what we have that they don't. I understand what it means to not be free because I've seen it up close and personal. Much of the rest of the world still has an idealized version of the United States in their minds. They see how little they have, how little freedom they have, and they understand that the shining city on a hill is still out there. But we could lose it if we're not careful. If we ever forget the truth of who we are as a nation, then we could wind up embracing apathy. And the world would take note, and the shining city would go dark. We've got to grab a hold of those truths, those truthful things that we know in our core, and not allow them to be shammed or shamed into existence. But here's the battle call. Truth has to be defended. You see, truth exists because it is valued and preserved. You cannot make something more true. You cannot make it less true, but you can make people forget what's true. You can convince people that truth no longer even matters. You can convince people that truth is old-fashioned or not woke enough or just too insensitive. Truth actually cannot be eroded, but it can be discarded. And that means that we cannot sit idly by. We cannot allow the reputation, the capabilities, the freedoms that have all wrapped themselves together in the American dream to become so tarnished that they can be easily rewritten like some cheap storyline. See, the American dream is still real. To say otherwise is actually offensive. It's insulting, really, to think that they thought they could do away with that and get away with it. One of my favorite quotes of all time is actually from a comic book. I've actually read it on the air before. It's a lesson in speaking truth, even when others around you are trying to tell you it's a lie. It was Captain America. He said it best in one of the greatest quotes ever. I used to have it hanging on the wall. It comes out of a comic book, and he says this. Captain America says, "It doesn't matter what the press says. It doesn't matter what the politicians or the mob say. It doesn't matter if the whole country decides that something wrong is something right. This nation was founded on one principle above all else, the requirement that we stand up for what we believe, no matter the odds or the consequences. So when the mob and the press and the whole world tell you to move, your job is to plant yourself like a tree beside the river of truth, and you tell the whole world, no, you move." And that's what we got to do. Folks, I'm telling you, we have to stand. We have to draw that line in the sand and dare them to come across it. As liberal progressives, we'll continue to seek to even controvert the truth of who we are as a nation, or what we believe about God, or whether or not we have immutable rights and therefore great possibilities. We need to say no to their lies. We need to promote the truths of who we are. We need to say no, not on my watch. Because we are the greatest nation on the face of the earth, bar none. No one can convince me differently. But I will say it as often as I get the chance, that there are indeed some absolutes, and I do not appreciate liberals trying to gerrymander them. So I'll say it again. Jesus is Lord. America is great. My sweet home is Alabama the Beautiful. And in spite of all the craziness, I really do believe that life is worth living. And none of those four things require a vote. They just are, because they're true. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.